Sugi of Pas Tnuma. That's Lama Testament Aleph. And Petitim and Shleim in Lama Testament Bin. The Gemara says, Omer Rebchia Barashi, Pas Tnuma Bekoro, Mevorach Nalea Moiti. Upligid Rebchia, Omer Rebchia, Tzara Shetik, Mabrochim Mapas. Rebchia Barashi is Mechadish, the Pas Tnuma Bekoro, the Brocha Zamoiti. Now, like Rebchia says, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Pas Tnuma Yevesho, Shenosna Bikora Lishrais, Vechin Tnuma is Dakris. Rashi's Matayin, the Chaloim of Pari, the Mimfarish, what the Lashon of Tnuma is. He says, Tnuma is the Lashon of Yevesho. Shenosna Bikora Lishrais, you put it into a bowl to soften up in the water, Lishrais, to soak in the water. And that's Chorlik on Rav Chiya that says Sarach Shetichla Birchas Hamoiti in Priestess Haprusa Minapas V'hai Poritz V'oimidhu. Pas Tzunum is already Poritz V'oimid, therefore you're not Mekayim the Indian of Tichla HaBracha Mapas. The Shaila is, what is the Chiddush of Rav Chiya Barashi? Pas Tzunum V'koral V'varach Nalav Hamoiti. You have this dry bread that you soaked inside of a bowl, and the Halacha is that you M'varach Hamoiti. What would I have thought? What bracha should it be? It's not exactly clear, b'chlal, what the chiddush is of Rav Chiya Barashi. It's a shtickle mashma that he's learning like the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is mechadish that this is b'etzem a hemshich of the sugya of chavitza. Chavitza, we saw that if you cook bread in a kli rishon, then the halacha is that's mafkir from the shein pas and you're not mevarach hamoitzi. Comes along with Rav Chiya Barashi and he tells us that's only if it's in a kli rishon. If it's in a kli sheni, a ka'aral, then it doesn't have a din of Bishul, even if it's hot, it doesn't have a din of a bishul because kli sheni ain't a mevashul, and memela it's not going to be mafkia the shein pas mevarchin alav hamaiti. That's the chiddush of Chiya Barashi, that even if you have small pieces, he even says not only that, even if it's pachas mikazayas, even if it doesn't have teresa denamo, nevertheless, since it's only a kli sheni, you never were mafkia the shein lechem pas, and therefore it's hamaiti. Maybe that's what Rashi means. It's Yevesho, it's in a Koro. The problem is that it seems, first of all, Rashi never mentions anything about Teresa Dinamo. Rashi doesn't mention the fact that it doesn't have a Shem of Bishol, also. Also, what's even more so is that Rashi learns Pas Tnuma different than all the rest of the Rishayim. Tnuma, what is the literal translation of Tnuma? Rashi brings down a Pasuk to tell you what does Tnuma mean. It says, in the dream of Pari, it says, Tnuma is Dakres. Rashi's attention is that it means Yevesho. They're dried up. They're mamish thin cows that were tnumois. The sheaves of wheat. Tnumois dakois. And they're Yevesho's Rashi's masber. However, Rav Rishayim learned not that way. Rav Rishayim learned like the Baal Amar learns that tnumois means mefurer. Means that it's broken up into pieces. And the truth is, if you look at the Ramban al HaTorah, when he brings down Rashi's Tnumais Dakris, fascinating what he says. He says, Tnumais, Prudais Lechatichois Harbe. The Lashon of Tnumais means that it's broken up into a bunch of pieces. Vu Lashon Rabbi Seinu, this is the Ramban al HaTorah. Vu Lashon Rabbi Seinu and Brachas Lametes, Pas Tnuma Bekoro. Mevorach Lava Maiti. Pas Hachatucho. That's what it means. Vu Apasha Odom Oizmenu Chatichois. What does it mean, Pas Tnuma Bekoro? That you broke it up into a bunch of different little pieces, and you stick it into a bowl, and you eat it without further breaking it up any further. It's not like a loaf of bread that you cut it before you eat it. You already broke it up into a bunch of pieces, stuck it into a bowl, and you eat each piece as is. That's the lesson of Tnumais, says the Ramban, and that's a Rav Rishayim learned. Tnumais means that it's broken up into pieces. Chotuch v'chatichos. Rashi learns Tnumais means Yevesho. A totally different shot. The Baal Marlin, Tnumas means that it's broken up into different pieces, he says. Even though it's smaller than a kezayis, it's broken up into small pieces. And it doesn't have Teresa Danama, possibly, which Rashi doesn't mention. But nevertheless, Mivarach Alav Amaitzi is a cliche. So, Mitzad Echad, the fact that Rashi doesn't mention that we're talking about that there's any other type of bread along with what we have over here, is a shikul mashma like the Baal Mar, that there's a chiddush in this piece of bread, regardless of whether or not you have another loaf which is shalim, or you have a bigger piece, ukedema, like the other Rishayim learn. The very fact that you have bread sitting in a klisheni, I would have thought it's mafkid hashem pas, kamashma that it's not mafkid hashem pas. Rashi Lamaisa, it's shver to say that in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention the chiddush. The etzem chiddush is the fact that even if it doesn't have to be said the nama, but it's only klishin is namavasha lachera. It's chaser, but that's Rashi. The shaila is what could you take as say pshat in Rashi? So we saw Tosfos. Tosfos asks, and met them all the Mishnayim asked this question, and they ask, pasnu bevekar mevarkel avamaiti upligid urvchiyah v'mtoy mar hechi mari im yeshleim lafon avay mina besamach to kol yam yeshleim odiv. What are we talking about? If there's another loaf of bread here aside for these cut up pieces, so you have two things in front of you that you're going to about to eat. You have a whole loaf, and you have also in addition these pieces which are cut up. Then there's no question b'chlal. It's a question that you're not mevarich on the petitin, on the pas tenuma. You're mevarich on the shalim. Elam, are you talking? Are you telling me that there's no pas shalim that's in front of you? All you have are these pieces which are broken up. So it's pasha that you make a moitzi. Why should we make a moitzi? We only saw if it's mafkiya the teresa denamo, then it's not. Taisus understands it's pasha that has teresa denamo. But it's only if you're mafkiya the teresa denamo, then you're not mevarach a moitzi. Over here, it doesn't say anywhere that doesn't have teresa denamo. It's pasha that you be mevarach alav a moitzi. Says Taisus, v'yeshleim rek is going to ikashleim lefanov. Yutaka do have a shalim. Ubatzam in atznumo, and he was boitzam in atznumo. Reb Chiya Barash Yisav Radavi Kamei Shleimo Me'achshi Chaviva Mevarach Aleil. Reb Chiya Svirlei the Tzara Shetich LaBrachem Apas Mekin Binu Shetich LaBrachem Metziat Apas Kivin Shebetzu Akrim Lechein Shleimo Adif. Says Tzitzis, you have a Shleimo and you're Betzeya from the Tznuma. What's the Chiddush of Reb Chiya? Even though you have a Shalim over here, since the Tznuma Me'achshi Chaviva, since the tzumah is already broken up, it's ready to be in, it's chaviva, therefore you're mevarach aleil. The kasha is, how was Taisa's matarat the question? Taisa says, if there's a shalim here, then everybody agrees in mevarach on the shalim. Comes along Taisa and says, no, it's talking about that this is chaviv. There is a shalim over here, but it's chaviv. And since it's chaviv, mevarach on the chaviv, it has the same mile as shalim. What do you mean? It's mefurish. Taisa says it's mefurish and amud beis. That everybody agrees that if you have a shalim and you have a chaviv, chaviv doesn't have a mile of a shalim. Not only that, even more so, it's a teisefto. Before she teisefto, teisus brings down a lametes on the base that says shleimim de gluskois v'shleimim de balabais mevarach al shleimim de gluskois. If you have shleimim that are very gishmak and shleimim balabais which are not as gishmak, mevarach on the shalim which is more gishmak. Prusa de gluskois v'shleimim de balabais mevarach al shleimim de balabais. If you have a prus of the gluskois, which is chaviv, it's kishmaka bread, but it's only paris, and you have a shalom of a balabais, we mevarach on the shalom of a balabais. We don't go bust of the kishmaka bread. We don't go bust of the kishmaka bread. If it's kishmaka bread, pas noki, versus shalim, which is kibur, you go with the less kishmaka bread, if it's shalim. That's mefurshat tesefta. So how could Tesa say, since it's chaviv, therefore you mevarach on it, keneged the shalim? How did Tesa answer the question? If you look at the Rush, and Taisa Rush does the same thing. The Rush seems to say, like Taisus, with a slight difference. Taisus, he says that it's mashma that there's no two loaves of bread in front of you. There's no shalem and petitin. All it's talking about is if you have a shalem in front of you, and he says, you have a pas shalim, and you're making the pas shalim into small pieces. Says Rav Chiya Barashi, he calls it Rav, but Rav Chiya Barashi Yom Rav, he has Girso, that Rav holds, Rav Chiya Barashi Yom Rav holds, that you have just the shalim in front of you. You don't have two different things. You have just the shalim. And you're breaking up the shalim to eat it, to mevarach aleil. Zok there, you don't have to make the bracha before you break it up. You could first break it up and then make the bracha. Why? Kivan shemefaro isan kidei levarach aleil amoitzi velecho. Since your purpose in breaking it up into pieces is that you should make a bracha on it, yochel levarach achar betziyak meikoyin betziyah. Kivan shemetchil letzarech betziyah nasa. Since you're breaking it up for the purpose of eating it, be mevarach on it, therefore you could break it up first and then be mevarach. So it's mefurish in the Rush that he understood that we're not talking about that you have two different pieces of bread. It's not that you have a shalim and a pas tenuma, which is chaviv. Then we have our question. Everybody agrees that if you have shalim and chaviv, that the shalim is the ikr. How did Tais answer the question? The Rush says, no, we're talking about that you just have one loaf in front of you. That's your question. You have pas, which is yavish, in front of you. Your question is, should you be mevarech before you break it up? Or you should be mevarech after you break it up? Comes along Rav Chiya bar Ashi and says, be mevarech before you break it up. You don't have to be mevarech after you break it up. Since your intention of breaking it up is to make a bracha on it, it's not a problem. You can be mevarech before, you could be break it up before you mevarech. Mamela, it's not true. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's really Pshat and Taisus. That's Pshat and Taisus. Taisus learns like this also. And the truth is, if you look at the Rajba also says this Pshat. Mamash exactly, vart for vart. And he says, he quotes the B'Shem Taisus. Quotes the B'Shem Taisus. The shaila is, or maybe that's not fair, what we asked on Taisus. What did we ask? We asked that, how did Taisus answer the question? If you have a shalim and you have a chaviv, which one is adif? Taisus says already a few times in Amud Beis that shalim is adif, chaviv is not adif. How can they say over here that chaviv is adif? That was the goof of the question. How did they answer the question? The answer is, we're not talking about that you have a shalim and a chaviv. You only have one loaf of bread. And you're breaking up that loaf of bread. The question is, when should you be mevarach? Should you be mevarach beforehand, or should you be mevarach afterwards? Comes along with Chir Rashi and says, you could be mevarach even afterwards. It's not a problem. Mamela, it's not shver what we asked on Taisus. However, we have a bunch of other things that are shver. First of all, where did you see that in Taisus? Taisus is mashma that you have two loaves of bread. You're going to ikah shleim lefanov ubatza min atznuma. You have a shleim lefanov and you're beitzeah from the tznuma. So it's mashma that you're talking about that there's two loaves of bread. That's the first thing. The second thing is that even the pashup shot, what does it mean? You have a loaf of bread in front of you, and the question is, should you make a bracha when it's whole, or should you break it up into pieces and then be mevarech? Because that's chaviv. L'chor, we know that shalom is better than chaviv. So why would we tell you to break it up into something to make it chaviv if the shalom is better? You're right, in a chalim, there's not two loaves in front of you. There's no shalom and a chaviv, and the question is, should you take the chaviv over the shalom? There's one loaf. The one loaf is, the question is, should I make the bracha as a shalom, or should I make the bracha as a chaviv? Break it up and eat it as a chaviv in pieces, how I want to eat it. Why would we allow you, if you tell me that shalom is better than chaviv, why would we allow you to break it up into small pieces to make it chaviv? L'chor, it's better to meet mivarach on it when it's shalom. And the third question is, what's pashup shan in the Rush? What does he mean? Says the Rush, since you're being mefarit, since you're breaking it up to make the bracha on it, then it's not a problem. You could be mevarech even after you break it up. Since your intention is, kivan shemafarei son kidei levarech alein amaitzi v'lechol, yachol levarech achar b'tziyek meikoydim b'tziyam. Kivan shemitchilu atzarech b'tziyah nase. Says the Rush, it's not a problem. Since you're breaking it up, you're right, we really shouldn't make on the shalim. But since you're breaking it up to make the bracha on it, then you can make the bracha even after you break it up, since you're breaking it up to be mevarech on it. Therefore what? You're breaking it up to mevarech on it, but it's not shalim anymore. At the end of the day, at the time they make the bracha, it's not shalim anymore. So why would we tell you, what's the difference that you're breaking it up to make the bracha, but at the time of the bracha, at the end of the day, it's not shalim? What does it help you what your kavana is? What is Taisa saying that, so what says the Rush, since your kavana is to break it up, kivan shemefara eson kidei levarech alein amoitzi velechol, yochel levarech la'achar b'tziyo k'may k'oidim b'tziyo. You can make a bracha after you cut it up, just as if you make the bracha before you cut it up. What are you talking about? If you after you cut it up, it's not shalim. Before you cut it up, it is shalim. How is Taisa saying you can make the bracha afterwards, kilos, just as if you make the bracha beforehand? The chor doesn't have the mile of shalim after you break it up. So I saw Reb Mordechai Benet in his Biurei Mordechai. He is matay in the Marsha. Everybody has it in the Taisus, but exactly what, and Marsha doesn't even say anything. It's just Magi and Taisus. We have it in brackets and Taisus. Taisus says in the Teretz, V'yesh Loimer, he says, the Marsha added two words to Taisus. V'yesh Loimer, Kigoyin de'ika shleim lefanov, ubatim in atznuma. It says that you have a shalim, and you broke the tznuma. Rav Chiya ba'ashi savar, dehavi k'moy shleimo. Ma'achar shi chavivo, mevarech aleho. The Marsha stuck in two words. Ma'achar shi chavivo, mevarech aleho. Mevarech aleho is the word that he stuck inside. So he said, as Rav Asher was wont to say, is one to say, Gevensach vimalentus. It depends how do you read Taisus. Where do you put the comma in Taisus? He says the way that before the Marsha came, the way that you read Taisus is Rav Chiya bar Ashi Savar, Dahavi Kemay Shleimo, Me'achar Shehi Chavivo. Rav Chiya bar Ashi says that you can make a bracha on the tenuma because it's like the shleima, because it's chaviv. In other words, shalim as a milo, chaviv as a milo. You can make a bracha on the chaviv because it's like the shalim. They each have a milo. Me'achar shi chavivo. And the question is, the Pashna question. Tosfos just said in this question that chaviv is not a milo keneged shalim. Everybody agrees that shalim is better. How could he tell me no? You can make a bracha on the tenuma because me'achar shi chavivo. Says the Memela, the Marsha added into words. Me'achar shi chavivo mevarchaleh. Now you have to read it like this. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Savar dehavi kemoi shleimo kamo me'achar shi chaviv mevarach aleil. Rav Chiya bar Ashi says that it's like a shalim. Why is it like a shalim? Because since you broke it up to be mevarach on it, we look at it ki'ilu as if it's still shalim. It's still kori shalim al shema avar. He says it's still considered shalim since your whole kavan and breaking it up is shalim when you got it. So and the reason why I'm breaking it up is to be mevarach on this bread. Memela, I look at it still as if it has the maila of shalim at the time of the bracha, and me'achar shi chaviva. And since it also has the maila that it's chaviv, mevarach aleil. So there's two mailas over here. It's not maila of shalim keneged chaviv. According to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, it has both mailas. It's also shalim and also chaviv. Why is it shalim? The maisa is only pieces. The answer is because since you got it as a shalim, and the only reason you broke it up was to be mevarach on it in the way that you want to eat it. Memela, we still give it the maila of shalim, despite the fact that it's broken up into pieces. And it's also chaviv. So it's also chaviv. So even Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds that chaviv keneged shalim is not a maila. But here we have shalim and chaviv keneged shalim. Memela, that's what he holds. He holds. Rav Chiya bar Ashi savar dehave kemoi shleimo me'achar shi chaviv v'mevarach aleil. Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds that it has the maila of shalim. And in addition, it's also chaviv, and therefore mevarach aleil. On Mamela, that's really what Pshat Taisa is. It's going to ikar shleima lefanov, ubatam in atznuma. You have a shleima that you're leaving as a shalim. And then you have this tznuma which is dry, and you're being boitzea from that. You're breaking up the tznuma to be mevarach aleil. The tznuma has two milas connected to shalim. It's also a shalim, even though right now it's not. But since you broke it up only for the sake of the bracha, we give it the ma'il of shalim, and it's also chaviv because it's ready to be eaten. Memela yesh levarach aleil. Memela, it's not shver from Amud Beis that says that chaviv is not a ma'il of keneged shalim. You're right. Chaviv by itself is not a ma'il of keneged shalim. Chaviv in shalim keneged shalim is a ma'il. Maybe you could say lefi this that that's pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi says pas tnuma bekaro. It's talking about yevesha shenosna bekara lishris. We're talking about bread, which was put into a kli sheni to soften it up, so it should be gishmak for eating. The hainu, Rashi says, it's being chaylik on the next man, the Amar, that says, you're supposed to leave it as a shalim. Vahai paris va'imidru. This piece is already cut up. You sliced up, you have a hard loaf of bread. How can you eat this hard loaf of bread? It's not gishmak to eat. It's shalim, it has a milo, but it's not gishmak to eat like this. So you saw down a piece, and you stick it into a kara, a kli sheni, that it should soak, that it should be able to soften up. Memela, Rashi tainas that you should be mevarech, Rav Chiya bar Ashi tainas, you be mevarech on this pas tenuma, since it's chaviv, be mevarech on the pas tenuma. I, Taisa said beforehand, Taisa said that nobody holds that you're mevarech on the chaviv, if you're on the pieces, if it's connected to Shalim. The truth is that Rashi himself holds not that way. Pnei Yeshua points it out. According to Rashi, the machlek is between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan on Amud Beis, the Petitim Mishleimim, is talking about even when they're the same size. Even though the Petitim are the same size as the Shleimim, according to Rav Huna, you could be Mevarach on the Petitim if you want to, you don't have to be Mevarach on the Shleimim. That means that there's a Maila of Chaviv, even though it's not Golo. There is no other Maila except for the fact that it's chaviv. It's chaviv, and because it's broken up, it's ready to be eaten. And nevertheless, Rav Huna says that's a bigger milah than gadol. It's a bigger milah than gadol. Memela, you could say that Rav Chiya bar Ashi held exactly like Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds, and the truth is, if you look at the Rashba, and one of his pshatim, Gufa says that. He says Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds like Rav Huna. They both hold that the milah of chaviv is a milah keneged shalim. The milah of chaviv is a milah keneged shalim. The mail is talking about that you have a loaf of bread. It's very hard. It's not gishmak. It's shalim. It has a mile of shalim. You cut it up into a piece to soak it, to make it more gishmak for eating. Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds, like Rav Huna, that when you have petitin v'shleimin, you're allowed to be mevarach on the petitin even though they're not bigger, they're the same size, just because they're chaviv. So it's over here. It's chaviv now that it's ready to be eaten because it's soaked in the water. Memela, it has a mila more than v'shalim. The only question is whether you learn. Terrific. We found the Rav Chiya bar Ashi holds like Rav Huna. But both Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Huna are shver from the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that when you have a prusa of gluskois, which is a prusa of gishmaka bread, and you have a shalim of a balabais, which is not gishmaka bread, then what do? We don't take the chaviv over the shalim. We go bust of the shalim. We don't go bust of the chaviv. So how does Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Ashi say that you go bust of the chaviv? The churro. It's mefurish in the Tosefta that you don't go bas to the chaviv, you go bas to the shalim. Lefi what we just said before in the Mordechai ben Etz Chiddush, you could say that that's the difference between Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Huna and the Tosefta. Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Huna are talking about that you have a shalim right now, and you're cutting it up to be mevarach on it. Then we could say that the piece has two milas. It also has the mila of shalim, and it also has the mila of chaviv because you got it as a shalim and you're only breaking it so you can be mevarach on it. So I look at it ki'ilu as if it's still shalim, because I got it as a shalim. It was a shalim, and I'm only breaking up letzarech habracha. Therefore, it still retains its mile of shalim, and it's also chaviv. The Tosefta that says that if you have a prusa, of gluskois, which is morgishmak, which is chaviv, and you have a shalim of balabais, that's talking about where you didn't break it up right now. You punkt have left over in your house a slice of gishmaka bread, and a whole loaf of something which is not as gishmak. In that case, that you didn't break it up, let's the bracha, it doesn't have the ma'ala of shalim. All it has is the ma'ala of chaviv. And chaviv, kineg shalim, it's not a ma'ala. So, according to what we're saying, the Tosefta that says that chaviv is not a ma'ala kineg shalim is when it's only chaviv kineg shalim. However, if you have chaviv and shalim kineg shalim, how do you have chaviv and shalim kineg shalim? If you have a shalim and you broke it up for the sake of making a bracha, then it still retains its mile of shalim. It's considered chaviv and shalim, keneged shalim. Then Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan hold. Then Rav Huna and Rav Chiya bar Ashi both hold that you should be mevarach on the chaviv because it also has the mile of shalim, keneged shalim. Lefi this, that Rashi also holds that chaviv is not a mile keneged shalim. It's mevur. The Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Itmar, Hiviu lefneim ptitim v'shleimim. Amar Rav Huna mevarach al ptitim v'poitos ha-shleimim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar shleimim mitzvah v'mavchar. If you have cut up pieces of bread and you have a shalim, according to Rabbi Yochanan you should make on the shalim, and according to Rav Huna you can make even on the ptitim. What is it talking about? Rashi says it's talking about even when the ptitim are the same size as the shleimim. You can mevarach on the ptitim, and not, you don't have to mevarach on the shleimim. Fractais has two questions. He says, first of all, L'charetz ha-machlekes kitzonit. Why? Because according to Rav Huna, there's no mile of shalim whatsoever, even when they're totally equal. There's no mile of shalim b'chlal. And according to Rav Yochanan, there's such a mile of shalim, even when the ptitin are bigger, nevertheless, there's a mile of shalim. They go bust of the shalim. So according to Rav Huna, there's no mile of shalim whatsoever, even when they're the same size. And according to Rav Yochanan, even when the ptitin are bigger, the shalim outweighs the mile of the ptitin. And the second thing is, why does it switch from the lashon of ptitin to the lashon of prusa? The lachur of the mashmois is that ptitin is talking about where it's bigger. Prusa is mashma that it's smaller. Ptitin is mashma that it's bigger. Now, according to what we're saying, you could say that in a chanami, Rashi is maskim, according to what we're saying, that Rashi is maskim that there is a maila of chaviv keneged shalim. Rashi holds that there's no maila of chaviv by itself neged shalim. The only time that there's a maila is when you have the chaviv together with the shlemus. The hainu that you cut it up right now for the sake of eating it. So if you look at the Tosefta, the lashon of the Tosefta is Prusa de gluskois, v'shleimin de balabais. If you have a prusa of gluskois, it doesn't say ptitin de gluskois. It says prusa de gluskois, v'shleimin de balabais. Prusa means, Rashi understands the difference between ptitin and prusa, is that ptitin means that you cut it up now, you replace this, you broke it up right now for the sake of the bracha. Prusa means that it was already broken up from beforehand. According to Rashi, that's the maila. The maila of ptitin is when you break it up for the sake of the bracha, then it has the, it still retains the maila of shalim. And mamela, when it's shalim and chaviv, you're mevarach on shalim and chaviv, keneged the maila of shalim. Rav Yochanan holds that shalim is the maila, and Rav Huna holds if it's also chaviv and also shalim, you're mevarach on that. How does it turn to also chaviv and also shalim? If it was shalim when you got it and you broke it up for the sake of making a brach on it, it still retains the maila of shalim. That's what's mevarach in the Rishonim. Since you're mevarach, you broke it up kedei to be mevarach on it, there's no difference in mevarach before and afterwards. Mamela Rav Huna, when he said ptitim v'shleimim, he meant that the maila of the ptitin is that it's also considered shalim and it's also considered chaviv. It's not that he doesn't hold that there's a maila of shalim. He holds that there's a maila of shalim. That was Tezis Kashi. He doesn't hold that there's a maila of shalim. It's a mechleges kitzonit. He holds that there's a maila of shalim. He holds that the ptitin has also a maila of shalim and also a maila of chaviv. When do we say that it doesn't have a maila? Only when it's a porous. When it's broke, when it's already cut up from beforehand. Then, according to Tosfos, and then according to Rashi, since it was already broken up beforehand, all it is chaviv. Kenegeda. All it is chaviv. Keneged shalim. Then we go baser the shalim, we don't go baser the chaviv. Just to be mesakim what we have here. Rav Chir Bar Ashi says, "Pasrum v'karim v'varach lev amaitzi." What's it talking about? Frektor Yishenim, what are we talking about? Are we talking about that you have a shalim or you don't have a shalim? If you have a shalim, the chor chaviv is not a mailo. If you don't have a shalim, then it's pashim make amaitzi. The answer is, according to Rav Yishenim, is that over here it has a mailo. You have a shalim and you're breaking it up for the sake of making a brach on it. There, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is mechadish that if you break it for the sake of making a bracha, then it retains the maila of shalim. And mamela, in this case, it has two mailas. It's also shalim and also chaviv. It's shalim because it started off shalim and you only broke it up for the bracha. And it's also chaviv because right now, at the time that you're eating it, it's broken up. It's ready to be eaten. That's where we have the maila keneged the shalim. If it's also shalim and also chaviv, then it has the maila keneged the shalim. If it's just shalim by itself, then in Hanami there's no maila. There's no maila of chaviv neged shalim. If it's just chaviv by itself, there's no maila of chaviv neged shalim. Rashi himself also holds this way. Rashi understands that Chir Bar Ashi is passing like Rav Huna, that ptitim v'shleimim, we go bust to the ptitim and not bust to the shleimim. Why? I chaviv is not a maila keneged the shleimim. That's what it's proportioned to the sefto. The answer is the Sefta is talking about a case where it's already cut up beforehand. If it's already cut up beforehand, then it doesn't have the maila of shalim. You can't say, I cut it up for the sake of the brachas, therefore it still retains the maila of shalim. It was already cut up from a week ago. And you have a shalim and a cut up of piece. Especially you go bust to the shalim, you can go bust to the cut up piece. However, where you have a shalim that you're breaking up for the sake of the bracha, there's a maila in the shalim that it still retains its status of shalim even after you break it up. And mamela, you could be mevarech on it. According to Rav Huna, you're mevarech on it. You're mevarech on the ptitim, even though the ptitim are chaviv, and the shalim is shalim, and chaviv doesn't have a mile of keneged shalim. Here, the chaviv has a mile of shalim because it was broken up for the sake of being mevarech on it.